My name is Dr. Jason Uchida. I'm a doctor of naturopathic medicine and your host of this program on alternative medicine. Welcome, one and all, to another edition of Wellness in the New Millennium. Thank you for joining me. Tonight's topic is about a very common and pesky skin disorder that conventional medicine has no cure for, eczema. Eczema is a skin disorder that is raised, inflamed, weepy, sort of like it has honey-like fluid that may come out of the skin, and it's very, very itchy. In fact, the itch can drive people crazy, especially at night when they're trying desperately to sleep. We also have my patient Milton joining us to share his story of suffering with this frustrating skin affliction, eczema. Stay with me to learn what Milton is doing to erase eczema from his body naturally. This is just a reminder, the next two Sundays, I'll be taking a break and we'll be off the air. So if you tune in on October 20th and the 27th, you won't be hearing me. However, I will return on November 3rd, and the topic of discussion will be menopause and natural alternatives to hormone replacement therapy. Then on November 10th, it's a program you don't want to miss. I have a very special guest joining us, Dr. Thomas Ito, urologist, will be joining me. And he'll be discussing why conventional medicine is not the answer to many of our current health concerns and what's wrong with our medical insurance system. So don't miss Dr. Thomas Ito on November 10th. Then on November 17th, more on food allergies and how health foods may be making you sick. Then other upcoming topics are chiropractics with Dr. Alex Concepcion, Pilates, the latest fitness craze. I'll have more patients sharing their amazing recovery stories from bizarre bladder conditions like interstitial cystitis, total body eczema, and fibromyalgia, as well as well-known or renowned guests like Dr. Thomas Ito, urologist, and Dr. Udo Erasmus, the leading authority on essential fatty acids. All of these unique and exciting topics coming up in the next 6 months right here on Wellness in the New Millennium. Wellness in the New Millennium is brought to you by the leaders in the health, wellness, and alternative medicine industry. Nutrix Hawaii, producers of BioAstin, the natural astaxanthin, and organic spirulina pacifica in powder, crystal flakes, and tablets since 1983. The Pan American MOA Foundation, promoting true health through art and beauty, nature farming, and jorei, the medical art from Japan. The Good Health Store, more than just a health store. Enzymatic Therapy, producing innovative quality supplements for your healthcare needs. Nature Sunshine Products, bringing sunshine to your health every day of the year. Down to Earth Natural Foods in Delhi, caring for your health since 1977. Dr. Alex Concepcion and the Back to Health Center, serving Hawaii one spine at a time. And the Island Wellness Center, the chronic illness specialist. Up next, what you can do to erase eczema from your body forever with my patient Milton, right after we take this very important sponsorship break with our friends from Down to Earth Natural Foods in Delhi and Enzymatic Therapy. Tonight's topic is about a very common and pesky skin disorder that conventional medicine has no cure for, eczema. Eczema is a skin disorder that is raised, inflamed, weepy, sort of like with honey fluid that may weep out of the skin, and it's very, very itchy. In fact, the itch can drive people crazy, especially at night when they're trying desperately to sleep. When I was in medical school, the textbook stated that approximately 3 to 6% of the population suffered from eczema. Currently, the textbooks state that the incidence of eczema has risen in the past 15 years to affect between 6 to 12% of the population, just depending on which medical book you read. If you ever had a bad case of eczema, you understand what I mean when I say that it's a very itchy and frustrating illness. I mean, you itch all over, you don't feel good because you're not sleeping well, you look terrible because your skin looks like you have a horrible biblical skin affliction, and you may even be embarrassed to be seen out in public. Tonight, we are lucky enough to have Milton joining us to share his story of overcoming this horrible skin disorder naturally. Milton, welcome to Wellness in the New Millennium, and thank you for sharing your story of overcoming eczema with us.
Oh, hello.
Milton, there are a couple of people listening,
yeah,
who are listening, I'm sure, who, yeah, are thinking to themselves, I, yeah, bet Milton's eczema wasn't that bad. Would you tell us how bad your eczema was? How did you suffer from it, and how long had you suffered with it?
Well, I had, the eczema wasn't that long, but I had this rash all on my arm and my chest, and that was actually granuloma and annulare.
That's an autoimmune disease.
Yeah, and I had that for about 3 years, I think.
But you suffered from eczema patches off and on for many years, though, no?
Well, I don't know. I know nobody went diagnosed it as eczema, but I know the first doctor I went to. Well, you know, before we go talking about this eczema, I went to 5 doctors. I went to 2 dermatologists, 2 regular MDs.
Okay, internists, I guess.
Yeah, internists, and 1 homeopathic doctor.
Okay.
Before I came to see you. And none of them really, you know, helped me. But you know what? I cannot believe.
What?
I cannot believe that take 5 guys smarter than me, and I kind of smart, you know.
I believe you.
Take 5 guys with that much education that cannot do anything for me.
How long did you see them? I mean, what did the medical doctors
say? Okay, the first doctor, I don't like to tell her name, because, but anyway.
you gave that part away anyway.
But anyway, she said, the granuloma, she couldn't do anything for me because that, you know, there's no cure.
Right, for autoimmune diseases.
Yeah, you know what I told her? I said, more better I go Chinatown then. Look, now I stay Chinatown. But anyway,
my office isn't in Chinatown, though. I don't want anyone to know about the radio station.
Yeah. But anyway.
What did she say to that?
She said, she just said, there's no
cure for
no
granuloma.
Granuloma.
What about the eczema?
Okay, the eczema, when it was so itchy.
Where was the eczema when it was bad?
Where? On my arms, on my leg, on my neck, my back, my chest.
Yeah, so it was all over, basically, except your face.
Except my face.
And was it itchy?
Oh, yeah. So, now you like, I know the question you ask, how itchy? Gee, how are you going to explain to people over the radio how itchy? You know how itchy it was? You see one dog scratching, like when you get fleas.
Yeah.
And you see the dog just keep on scratching, scratching. That's how itchy was.
Meaning, no matter how long you scratch, no matter how deep you scratch, the itch never goes away.
The more you scratch, the better it feels. I mean, that's the way it feels. The more you scratch, you just keep on going, like, almost to the point you bleed. Why are you laughing? That's how it was.
But that's how it is, and people don't understand that. But the sad part of eczema is because it feels so good to scratch, and you are saying you scratch till you bleed, you really literally tear your skin apart, right, when you have eczema. Yeah, because it's so itchy that you just scratch and scratch and scratch.
So what I used to do at night was I take one cold shower.
Mm.
This is like 11, 1 o'clock in the morning, 3 in the morning, and then always go to the refrigerator, get ice, and then stay by the sink and just put the ice all over my body.
What did the ice do for you? Why did you do it?
You try put ice at 3 in the morning, you come cold, right?
Yeah, so it cooled down the skin, and it took away the itch.
Yeah, and it kind of like numb you.
All right.
Numb.
Were you waking up a lot? From sleep?
Yeah, maybe about 3-4 times
a night.
So you mentioned on the radio that I had insomnia.
Yeah.
I never thought I had insomnia.
Yeah.
But I guess I did. If you know,
if you wake up that many times from scratching.
Yeah, the itch was waking me up.
Yeah. And that's what insomnia is, basically. You know, not sleeping throughout the night or having disturbed sleep, no matter what disturbs it, whether it's, you know, you're just popping up and your eyes, or you're becoming awake for noises or for scratching and itching.
Mm.
You mentioned 1 medical doctor. What about the other 3 medical doctors? What kind of medical treatment did they try for you?
Okay, the other doctor, he told me, Oh, well, anyway, the other medical doctor sent me to another dermatologist.
Okay.
So, you know, he just passed me on, right?
Right.
Then the other dermatologist said, oh, yeah, that's true. You cannot do nothing for granuloma.
Okay.
So he only concurred with the first medical doctor.
Right.
I think they're all friends, eh, maybe. But anyway, so the fourth doctor, he told me he was going to give me Allegra and another, I don't know, some kind of cream. Steroid cream. And so I told him, hey, you know, I don't like taking this kind of medicine that going to damage my liver.
Mm.
And he got angry.
Uh-huh.
So he scratched out the, you know, whatever that medicine was.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, gee, why are you getting angry for, you know? Because
you don't want to hurt yourself.
All I said was I didn't want to hurt my liver.
Right.
And I said, I think it's, my problem is something inside, not you know, I don't
on
need
top
anything.
Of your skin.
Yeah, I don't need anything to put on top.
Right.
I put plenty of stuff on top, aloe, any kind of stuff.
Did they help, the aloe and all those other things?
No.
So I guess the doctor scratched out the prescription mainly because I guess the medication, I'm not sure what it is, could have been steroids, because that's one of the common medications to use for eczema, probably was going to damage your liver in the long term. So that was three medical doctors, one internist and two dermatologists. What did the other internists do for you?
That's the one when referring me to you. the other dermatologist.
Okay.
Then I went to this homeopathic doctor, and he gave me more herbs than you gave me. Real plenty.
Okay.
But he never did explain to me what the every time I ask him, oh, what does this herb do? Can you know? He never did
explain to you.
But it did come, well, it was coming a little bit good.
Mm-hmm.
But then when he stopped, you know, when I stopped taking, the thing got worse.
Got worse.
Actually, okay. There was the granuloma. The thing just flared up like...
Your granuloma. Would you describe the granuloma to the listening audience? Because granuloma is a fairly rare autoimmune disease that affects the skin. But it is... once you see it, you never forget it, right? So go ahead and describe it, Milton.
It's ugly red dots on your body.
So when you say red, you mean red.
Yeah, red.
Yeah, red, purple.
And people always used to ask me, oh, you got burned. Oh, what happened to your, you know, look like I got burned.
Yeah.
And so I used to buy a lot of long sleeve shirts.
Uh-huh.
So they don't ask me anymore.
Okay.
Because you tight ass, you know.
Explain.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
You hit go party, got to explain the same story, right?
Yeah.
Kind of boring.
Over and over and over again.
So I came on the radio to explain one time.
One time.
The power already.
Okay, and you can just hand out the tape afterwards.
I go sell them. Yeah?
You probably could to people who have eczema and granuloma. But once you mentioned to me, you called your granuloma on your wrists the Olympic rings. Why did you call it that?
Oh, because it just looked, you know, had four rings.
So it looked just like the Olympic rings, but the whole thing is all red or purple.
Yeah.
Okay. Why don't we go ahead and cut to the commercial break now that the computer is back up. Stay with us. We'll talk about eczema with Milton after we take this very important sponsorship break with our friends from Down to Earth Natural Foods and Deli and Enzymatic Therapy.
Tinachita Violent Wellness Center. Dr. Chita is trained and licensed as a doctor of naturopathic medicine and has been in private practice for the past 14 years. Naturopathic physicians are the only doctors who are medically trained in the use of herbs, vitamins, and minerals. Dr. Chita is currently a member on the State of Hawaii Board of Examiners in Naturopathic Medicine, and you may direct appropriate letters and phone calls to his office located at 615 Pi'ikoi Street, Suite 1114, Honolulu, Hawaii 96814, or phone 589-1955. You may also email Dr. Uchida at wellness@pdchawaii.com.
This is KWAI, Honolulu, 1080 on the AM dial.
¶¶
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Jason Uchida, and you're listening to Wellness in the New Millennium on K108. Tonight, Milton is sharing his story of how he's erasing eczema, a disease that conventional medicine says there is no cure for, out of his body forever, and doing this naturally. So, Milton, after you went to see those five doctors and they all struck out, how did you find your way to see me?
Okay, the last doctor that I went to...
Medical doctor?
Yeah, medical
doctor. Dermatologist?
No, he was just an MD.
MD.
Internist. Yeah, he wanted to give me all this, the three medicine, right? Anyway, the nurse, she kind of could tell that I was kind of angry with the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I argue a little bit, with the doctor. So, when I went outside to get the samples, you know how they give samples, free kind.
Right.
She told me, they had a lady that was coming to, to them, and she had eczema from her head to her, all her whole body.
Mm.
She used to wear long sleeve shirt, scarf, long pants, long sleeve shirt, and all that. So she said, but she ran into her at Pearl Ridge, and the lady would look real nice. She had short sleeve, she had shorts on, no scarf. So she asked, how you came so good? And the lady told her, I go to this naturopath doctor, and his name Jason Uchida.
Mm.
So she said, do you want his number? So she keep on looking around. I guess she's looking for the doctor, right? So I said, okay. So she wrote him down, and she said, I suffered Sunday, and that Monday, I called your office, and I talked to the receptionist, and I said, I gotta get,
gotta get gotta in get now, fast.
He said, we're kind of busy. I said, no, I gotta get in now. I cannot go to another night. So.
Okay.
That's how I got referred.
Okay. So that was kind of interesting. The nurse referred you to see me.
Yeah.
Someday you're going to have to go back and let her know how it all turned out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know her name. Because that wasn't my regular doctor. That was...
A referral.
Yeah, because my doctor was on vacation that time.
Oh, okay. Oh, might have been in your cards that day.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you may not have gotten the referral. But that woman's name is Diane, and she was on the radio, and exactly what the nurse said. From the top of her head to her feet, just covered. I mean,
that's a lady name, Diane.
Yeah. Her, she was on the radio probably about 3.5 years ago.
Mm.
But she was literally covered. I mean, bad. She had long hair. She would drape it over her eyes so that you couldn't see her forehead because it was just black and blue. Cover her ears because her ears looked terrible, and turtleneck sweaters. So she looked like she was, basically going out in the snow every day when it was 90 degrees with humidity of 90%, right? So, but now she's a lot better. She's just walking around, like you said, in shorts and t-shirts now. And she lived basically her whole life that way. That was the sad part. So now, she's really happy about life. I guess one reason why she came in to see me, she was getting married in about 6 or 8 months, and she wanted to take nice pictures for once. And, it all turned out really well. But Milton, you were real itchy, really frustrated with medicine. You came in to see me. What did I tell you we had to do to get you well?
You told me I had to go on this candida diet.
Would you explain in brief what that was to you, the candida diet?
Oh, well, I couldn't eat beef, pork, chicken, and couldn't eat fruits, no sugar, no white flour, no white rice.
No bread and noodles, white flour.
No bread and noodles. I could only eat fish, turkey, lamb, brown rice.
Vegetables. Except for certain vegetables.
And two fruits was avocado and papaya.
Those are the only two you could eat.
Yeah.
So we eliminated also corn, dairy products, wheat, tomatoes, eggplant, bell peppers.
Can I drink beer?
Was that hard for you?
No fun, eh?
Yeah. That's right, though. No alcohol. And, you know, some people come into my office. I tell them, can I drink alcohol? They quit right there. So,
they get out of time problem, maybe.
But what else did I put you on? You mentioned that the homeopath didn't explain the medicines to you. Did I explain herbal supplements
well, yeah.
that I put you on?
Well, you told me everything, but, I could tell the second day I was on the diet and I was taking the supplement.
Mm.
I could feel it already.
That you were getting better?
Yeah, I could tell because the itchy was going away that fast.
That fast. It does work fast, you know, like some people think, you know, just a diet change won't do a thing, but it actually helps quite a bit. So at about 2.5 weeks or so, you came back for your second visit. What kind of improvement did you make at that time, if you recall?
Gee, I think maybe almost, well, the funny thing was the eczema was going away real
mm-hmm.
fast
mm-hmm.
and the granuloma was going away real fast.
Had the granuloma ever decreased in color and size before?
No.
Never?
In fact, was slowly getting worse.
Was getting worse, getting bigger and darker.
Yeah, in more places. But when I got on the diet, the granuloma started going away real fast. Almost 90%, or maybe 80%. The eczema was going away, maybe 98%, maybe.
Mm.
And then the
itch.
Yeah, and now I could. So now I don't have to wear long sleeve shirt in August. Yeah.
Why do you say August?
Because I know, you know, we have to go graduation party like that. Eh?
Ah, yeah.
And I wear long sleeve shirt in hot August. You know.
Yeah. To cover the granuloma and the eczema.
One of my goals was when my daughter Cheryl graduate college, high school, I don't like wear a long sleeve shirt. Yeah, that was one of my goals. Silly, eh? But
to you, that's a big deal.
Something big.
Yeah.
You would try to wear a long sleeve shirt. You look like a damn fool, you know, wearing a long sleeve shirt. Yeah?
Yeah, in the hot sun. I agree.
It's
yeah,
foolish, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so.
But you felt like you had to just to cover up the eczema and the granuloma.
Yeah.
But that's what people do when they have eczema. And this is what people don't understand when, you know, you don't have eczema, if you have very little, is that eczema makes you do some, I guess when you look at it, almost foolish-like things, yeah?
Yeah.
You'll like wearing a long-sleeve shirts in a hot summer sun. When does Cheryl graduate?
Well, when you graduate? In June.
In June, okay. Just a short 8 months away.
Yeah.
Cheryl is here with Milton, and we're going to ask Cheryl a question in a few minutes about how her father did with the treatment as well as the eczema. So the granuloma was going away, the itching was going away quite fast. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think you mentioned to me... at that visit, 2.5 weeks or so after the first visit, that the itching was about 98% better.
Yeah.
I guess you were meaning you just had a spot here and there that, you know, you had a little itch that you felt like you wanted to scratch. You also lost a little bit of weight on this program.
Well, I lost plenty of weight. I lost about 40 pounds, about.
40 pounds. And you weren't that... heavy to begin with, no?
I was like one high school linebacker.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Maybe I was about 189.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you down to about
148
now.
Yeah. How many pounds? My man not too good.
41 pounds.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of weight for you. Did you ever think you could lose 41 pounds?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
But anyway, and my cholesterol went down too.
What was your cholesterol before you went on this diet?
Was about 240 something.
240 something, and what is it the last time you took it?
About 202.
202. So dropped about 20%. And we got to remember, we're not cutting out any really fatty foods or cholesterol foods. You're able to eat fish and turkey and duck and lamb. And that's pretty good drop in cholesterol. Was your doctor happy with that decrease?
Well, I just talked to them on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
No sense going in.
Yeah.
They're not going to give me drugs again.
Yeah. You're not on any medications to lower your cholesterol, though.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I don't take that kind.
Okay. Why don't we go to another break? You'll hear or will hear more from Milton and his beautiful story of recovering from eczema forever after we take a very important sponsorship break with our friends from Nutrix Hawaii, Nature Sunshine Products, and the Good Health Store. You look at... Welcome back. I'm Dr. Jason Uchida, and you're listening to Wellness in the New Millennium on K108. Tonight, Milton is sharing his story of how he's erasing eczema, a disease that conventional medicine says there is no cure for, out of his body forever. And Milton, when we were at the break, a good question came up is, how long did it take for the eczema to disappear completely? And we started just this past April, April 8th. About how long did it take for the eczema to clear?
Well, completely. Gee, well, within 2 months, I think, was, in fact, maybe earlier than that. But I've been on this diet for about 7 months.
Already, now,
Because you told me to.
Yeah, because just because the eczema is gone in 2 months doesn't mean that you are well. And that's a mistake many of my patients will make. As soon as the eczema is totally gone, they think they're finished with the treatment, and then they go off the diet and the eczema comes back. So we're trying to help you get rid of eczema forever. And how do you feel about the treatment? Do you feel like you have control of the eczema now? And, you know, if that it will never come back if you continue?
Oh, yeah, but you have to be conscious about what you eat.
Mm.
But to tell you the truth, I don't think I could have ever done this diet without my wife, Chandra.
Mm.
Because, you know, she's thinking all the time of the next meal.
Yeah.
And for the whole week.
Yeah.
Right?
It is a different diet. I mean, you know, not many people normally eat this way. I mean, is it a healthy diet to you?
Oh, yeah. That's why I lost 41 pounds,
that's right. And a lot of other things happened for you, too. But before we go there, let's go ahead and take this question, Milton. Hi, Keiko. You're on the air with Dr. Uchida and Milton. You have a question for Milton?
Yes. It sounds like it's controlled by diet.
Yeah, Milton, go ahead.
Oh, you're asking me? Oh, I don't know if it's controlled by diet because I'm also taking... supplements that Dr. Uchida, you know, giving me, right?
The supplements that I gave Milton basically kills fungus. It also strengthens the function of the liver and the kidneys, and we're strengthening the digestive digestion or digestive function. So if fungus wasn't creating this problem, then I don't think the problem would have gone away, yeah? The eczema wouldn't have gone away if it wasn't fungus that was creating this. So Milton had quite a few bouts of taking antibiotics. You had bacterial endocarditis way back when, yeah?
Yeah, 73.
73, and then you also had a couple of surgeries.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the medical books state when you take high dosages of antibiotics, a systemic fungal infection will develop. And Milton, when you had the bacterial endocarditis, you were on IV antibiotics for about a month?
Yeah, about a month and a half.
Month and a half.
I was in the army in Germany.
Yeah. So, you know, that's a lot of antibiotics for anyone to take. And that's why, you know, I treated Milton for systemic fungal infection. But the diet is the key because fungus feeds on sugar. And if you have a systemic fungal infection, you also are going to have food allergies develop because fungus is only there because the bacteria that we need in our small intestines isn't, because the antibiotics killed them. So if the bacteria isn't there, that they can't release enzymes that complete the digestive process or break down food totally. So that means that people are going to develop food allergies. So that's why we eliminated the wheat, dairy, corn, soy, tomatoes, eggplants, bell peppers, potatoes, mushrooms, and certain nuts. So if someone were to try to get rid of the eczema without going on that diet, I doubt that the problem would ever go away.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, you know, you said no fruits.
No fruits also because of the sugar.
Oh, okay. And then, but you said avocado and what?
Papaya.
Papaya is okay.
Yes.
I'll be darned.
Only one a day. Only one papaya a day, though.
Oh, or avocado, but you know, avocado is so high in fat.
Right, but I'm not concerned about fat unless the individual has high cholesterol or high fat.
Okay.
And like you heard from Milton, even though he ate avocados, his cholesterol levels came down 20%.
Yeah. Okay, now I have a question about okay to eat fish, turkey, duck, and lamb.
Right.
Why is it okay but not okay to eat beef and the other...
pork and chicken.
Yeah.
The reason why is because beef and chicken, if it's grown commercially, they load it up with a lot of antibiotics, estrogen, growth hormone, and steroids.
Yeah.
So that's going to go into the body, which those drugs cause systemic fungal infections to develop.
Oh.
The pork is because it's a very strong food allergen, so I need to eliminate that to make sure Milton gets well as quickly as possible, because nobody wants to be on this diet for very long. And it helps if their symptoms clear up very fast, because then that gives them more incentive to continue with the treatment.
Okay.
Keiko, thanks for your question.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Thanks for your call. So Milton, you were on this after about 2 months, the eczema pretty much totally cleared up. The granuloma is a lot better. Now it's about 7 months after we started. How is the granuloma doing?
Oh, about maybe I would say 80% gone.
80% gone. Are you surprised that the granuloma is that much better?
Well, I didn't come in for the granuloma.
Yeah.
You know, I came in for the eczema. But,
right.
Well, you know what surprised me? One of the most that you surprised me was when I first came in to see you, and I told you that since I'm going to be eating all this this kind of the diet, that I didn't, that maybe I should be taking a multiple vitamin and some, you know, vitamins, right?
Right.
And then you said, no need. And then I said, yeah, but I won't get sick. And you said, no, I guarantee you I'm not going to. And I said, gee, this doctor is arrogant. He's the first doctor told me I'm not going to get sick. But you know what? I never did get sick. Because you said that, you know, because I'm going to be eating so clean, my antibody is going to come up. And you're the first doctor I meet that can tell me I'm not going to get sick.
Mm-hmm.
But it's true. I never get sick. Plenty guys in my office catch cold, you know.
Yeah. In the last 7 months.
Some guys, they get cold, they sniffling every day, you know. Always, every day coughing.
Yeah.
But that kind of, you know, that statement was kind of like, gee.
What an arrogant guy.
Yeah, for I didn't have to take my, you know.
Multiple vitamins. Yeah.
And till today, I'm not taking, because you told me not take.
Yeah, and the reason why, Milton, is most people's diets in America are really, really bad. Yeah, let's say they're deficient in vitamins and minerals. And the diet we moved you to would be more high in vegetables, although you're not eating much fruit, right, if any. You're only eating papaya. But you're going to be getting a lot more nutrients from the vegetables and beans that you're eating. So I knew that, you know, your diet is actually going to be maybe 3 or 4 times healthier than it even was before. So, and also, by experience, you know, I've treated literally over 1,000 people now this way. And probably about 95% of the time, people never get sick while they're on this diet. Mm. They only get sick when they get off. And that's the only reason why I told you that. It's just mainly from experience and understanding what we were going to be doing with you. We have another caller on the line. Hi, this is Dr. Uchida in Milton. Hi, Angela. You have a question for
us. Hi, thank you, Dr. Uchida. First of all, I want to thank you and Milton. He's brave to even talk about this. So many people are suffering, and
yeah.
I feel that he really did give us in Hawaii a gift. And I also feel the reason why those other doctors couldn't heal him, because he had to find you. You are truly a healer.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What is granuloma?
Granuloma is an autoimmune disease that causes a skin, let's call it a skin condition. It causes really like big black and blue or red spots to develop on the body. So it almost looks like, you know, a biblical kind of skin affliction, like, you know, you were really bad, so God gave you this really bad skin problem.
Uh-huh.
And like Milton said, the medical doctors, two dermatologists told him there's nothing they can do for the granuloma.
Did they diagnose it, though, as granuloma? Does it come and go?
No, it doesn't come and go. Milton, did the medical doctors diagnose it as granuloma, your skin problem?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And it never went away before, yeah?
Okay, what about eczema? Does that come and go?
It can come and go.
Okay, because I have a friend I'm going to be sending to you.
No, thank you.
My other question is, now, because I never heard of granuloma, but what is the difference between those two and psoriasis?
Psoriasis and granuloma are similar in the sense that they're both autoimmune disorders.
Uh-huh.
So psoriasis is another autoimmune disorder of the skin, which I would treat the same way that I treated Milton with the eczema. Even though eczema is not typically a autoimmune disorder, I would still treat the psoriasis the same way.
Well, I just really thank you so much. I know there's somebody who I know we're going to send to you.
Oh.
She needs your help. And Milton is so brave. When you were describing this, Jim and I were getting itchy. Oh, thank you. What a blessing you are to him and so many others. And regards to Edie, too. God bless you, Dr.
Thanks for your call, Reverend Angela.
You're welcome.
All right.
Bye.
So, Milton, a lot of people are thinking, okay, you change your diet. I mean, it doesn't sound like, you know, it's an appetizing diet, but... were you starving?
Oh, no. In fact, I eat kind of good, but it's because my wife.
She was always thinking ahead, what can we feed Milton so you don't starve?
Yeah, and then she think of different ways to prepare, you know, fish and fish.
and fish. Yeah, I'm sure fish can get kind of boring after a while, yeah. You once told me, if you keep changing the dish.
Yeah.
You once told me you were actually eating maybe two or three times more than you ate before.
Oh, I eat plenty. In fact, one lady in the office told me, I see you eating all day and you're losing weight because I'm snacking all day.
Yeah, unhealthy food.
But I said, but look at what I eat. I'm eating that rice cracker that look like foam.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Then I eating
brown rice cakes,
the nuts,
mm-hmm.
almonds.
Mm-hmm.
Then I eating corn. Now that you give me corn, right?
You're not allergic to corn. That's why.
And then I snacking all day, right?
Yeah.
So
and you still lost 41 pounds, even though you once told me that you ate like you were eating more than a pound of fish at night.
Yeah, sometimes because you know when you buy it from Foodland or the weight, right?
Yeah.
I eat 1 pound salmon.
And you're still losing weight.
Yes. Still losing weight.
Yeah, this is not a diet that you starve on, because you can eat it literally as much as you want of healthy foods and still lose a lot of weight. And that's what many people out there don't understand. And I wanted to bring in your daughter, Cheryl, because, you know, a lot of people are thinking, oh, maybe this is not really true. You know, maybe Milton really didn't have a skin problem. But I want to ask Cheryl, how bad was your dad's skin problem? And were you surprised that he went on this type of treatment with the diet change? And how is his skin today?
It was really bad. Like, I don't know. I didn't really notice as much because he used to get up in the middle of the night and, you know, we're not awake.
And do his thing with the ice.
Yeah. But he used to talk about it constantly and complain about it, and I felt kind of bad for him.
Yeah.
But the day he came home after he went to you and with the list of the food that he couldn't eat, me and my brother and my mom, we just started cracking up because we're like, he's not going to do this. But then he went through it, and we were pretty surprised, and we're really proud of him that he did it.
Yeah.
I mean, we ended up eating the food, too.
Yeah.
So,
I'm sure it helped your father too that you folks were supporting him that
way. Yeah, and then, you know, my brother likes to cook and stuff, so he is constantly thinking of ways that he could make food with stuff that he could eat.
Yeah.
So it was like a family thing, and even his parents and then my mom's, like my grandparents, they started asking about it and how he lost so much weight, because that's all old people think about, right? Losing weight. So
what do you think of his improvement with his skin?
It's really good. Even like my friends at school, like we used to go camping and stuff, and they used to always ask him, you know, what is that rash, you know, or what is the skin thing. And I guess Iolani kids, they're always open to learning about something, because they're probably going to be a doctor. So, and they've seen him recently, and they're like, the first thing they notice is like, your dad's not wearing long sleeve shirt.
Ah.
So that's the first thing they notice.
Ah, and yeah. That was Milton's trademark before.
Yeah.
Long sleeve shirt.
I guess people used to notice that you look kind of, you know, hot. And
you're graduating this June.
Yeah.
And your brother graduated 2 years ago from Iolani. And you were saying that your dad was wearing long sleeve shirts at your brother's graduation.
Yeah.
Do you think your dad will be wearing short sleeve shirts at your graduation in June?
He already does. Like, he even had to buy like long sleeve T-shirts, like to go to work and stuff.
Ah, okay.
So it was kind of a problem because, like, in Hawaii, people don't wear that much long sleeve, right? So, like, you go to like Kmart and you get the cheap kind.
So, Milton, we're going to cut to a commercial break. We got to take one more, and then when we'll come back, we'll finish up. We're going to take a very important sponsorship break with our friends from the Pan American MOA Foundation and Dr. Alex Concepcion and the Bechdel Center.
It's KWAI, Honolulu, 1080 on the AM dial.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Jason Uchida, and you're listening to Wellness in the New Millennium on K108. Tonight, Milton is sharing his story of how he's erasing eczema, a disease that conventional medicine says there is no cure for, out of his body forever. And Milton, when we were talking just this past week, you had mentioned to me that good health is not only not having skin rash, but it's a lot of other things which you're feeling now over the last, let's say, 3 or 4 months. What does this program mean to you? You know, the treatment that we put you on, and how has it created good health, or how do you feel it, the good health?
Oh, well, in maybe your thinking and your moods and even maybe creativity.
Mm.
Like, I just recently tore up my yard to... And I'm making my rock garden, right?
But yeah, and you told me you had a beautiful lawn before too, and all of a sudden now you're creating a rock garden.
Yeah, I don't know why what came over me, but well, I guess when you clean up your body, maybe then you can start thinking more clearly.
Straight, yeah,
because you're not you know more. I don't know what that.
You just feel... You mentioned...
I guess you know how they say mind, body, and spirit being one, right?
Right.
You know how they say... So, if your body is all screwed up, your mind kind of... No more clarity, right?
Exactly.
And then I guess if it affects your spirit also.
Mm-hmm.
But when you clean up your body, then your mind clear up, and then your spirit get more calm and... Your creativity come out, maybe.
Yeah, I agree with you, because many of my patients say the same thing when we're all, when their treatment is said and done, they feel the most improvement that they've made is actually, even though they had eczema or they had an autoimmune disease like rheumatoid arthritis or lupus, or they had allergies, they say when they're finished, the most improvement they feel they've made is with their emotional and mental being, meaning they feel like they have more focus, more motivation. They have more energy, and you know, they their self-esteem is a lot better. You mentioned that you were actually feeling alive now.
Oh well, I was always alive, but but yeah, you come to be more yourself and you can
who you are.
Yeah.
Well, Milton, thank you for sharing your courageous story of overcoming the incurable eczema with us tonight.
Okay, and you gave some words for this music.
Milton was teasing me about my choice of music. I thank all of you for joining me tonight. Please join me 3 Sundays from tonight. Yes, the next 2 Sundays I won't be here, so but I'll return on November 3rd, and we'll be discussing natural alternatives to hormone replacement therapy. Then on November 10th, I have a very special guest and program for you as Dr. Thomas Ito, urologist, joins us.